Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Thank you, Mike and the Molotovs. Glorious Wednesday morning where it rained again yesterday and everybody told me it wasn't going to. I don't know what's happening. Like a little monsoon blew over my house for like 25 minutes. It was weird. Just showed up out of nowhere. Would have canceled another baseball game. But there it was. I'm getting emails from teachers that are like, you're not wrong. We all know. I bet you this is true and I never thought of this. It says we all know which teachers are the ones we have to keep an eye on. We do that with like the guy who's going to shoot up the office. We all have our eye on a couple of people. Like he's the office weirdo.
Oh, we got a couple here.
Teachers have the guy who likes the kids too much. I'm sure of it. I didn't even think of that. Like other teachers have to talk and go, ugh, did you see what Carrion's doing? He's doing a spring break film thing for the kids and some of them are showing up. And then this guy says, I'm convinced 95% of theater teachers diddle the kids. Not only do they have to teach the day-to-day classes, they stay late and teach plays and cast due to looks. It's true. The only one I know for a fact that wasn't was Greenway's theater teacher. He was ex-military, kind of a badass. Yeah, Greenway, you want to get a military, like a Marine in there. That's true, though. I didn't think of that. The theater teachers have to go, you don't look like a Danny Zuko to me. You're not strapping enough. I got told that by Mr. Olson in theater. And I tried out for Grease. I didn't really want to do it, but yeah, I gave it a run. Why not? I was in a play called The Nerd. Didn't get the lead role, but The Nerd was Brandon Jeffords, and I played I played a guy. It was a good play, actually. It's really good. But I was the lead dude who wasn't the nerd. I was the one being annoyed by the nerd the entire time. I was kind of the straight man to the nerd's nuttiness. But I tried out for Grease. Mr. Olson said, you're very talented. You can sing. And you can do all this, but you're no Zuko. So I couldn't be one of the T-Birds because I was too weak and spindly.
You're a T-Bird? Oh.
So I didn't. I just told him if I don't get to be like, I'm not going to show up. I was basically the billionaire without being one. I'm like, I'm not showing up for one of the background guys. It's not that important to me. I thought maybe I'd give this a try. If I don't get the role, that's fine. You don't want to be one of the other characters. You don't want a part. No.
So you were Johnny from Grease 2? You were Adrian Zmed or what?
If it was Grease 2, I would have
had a shot.
I'd have had a leg up knowing a few of the songs going in.
Walk, talk,
T-Bird. Yeah. I would have had all that. And unfortunately, I know some of the girl songs too, so I might have been cast as, Michelle Pfeiffer's role. I'll be your girl for all seasons. Okay. Mr. Olson told me that. So he was it was constant. It was like, oh. Oofta. He was from Minnesota. Oofta. What a night last night. My wife and I were, why is everyone laughing? What's so funny? Anyway, I took my wife out to dinner. What's the gosh darn joke? Oofta. Anyway, I was just telling about my wife and I and our night last night.
My wife late.
Yeah, my wife. And then, we all thought he had a beard and stuff, like Waiting for Guffman had a fake wife.
Our guy, Ron
we thought, well, they all Tony Romas, he shows up with this lady. Standard. He's got a wife.
How'd she look?
A blind woman who's dating a gay guy. But Mr. Olson didn't diddle the kids. He made jokes about, like, people who did, which made you kind of comfortable with it. But he was, again, though, I was not on the list of diddleable kids at Dobson High School in the...
Still scars you, doesn't it?
It hurts. It hurts deep. It scars deep. Father Dale was evidently around there just hosing off everybody but me. Mr. Olson, no accusations, nothing. He was a kind and decent man. But this Alex guy makes a good point, is that when he had to cast, he pointed out that I'm not handsome enough, and I'm certainly not manly enough to play one of the T-Birds. No one would buy it. That's the phrase that he told me. You're no Zuko. I'll live with that for the rest. I'll live with that for the rest of my life. My wife looked at your photo and said, "Stop laughing. I've got one." It's not part of a bit or anything. She's my beloved. I don't buy it either. But he was incredibly feminine. One of the funniest people I've ever known. But, yeah, I'm No Zuko was how we walked away from that. I don't even remember. I tried out in the classroom. He had a stage built in his classroom. I didn't try out on the big stage. And I just did a little thing. And he didn't even, it was like five people in there. He goes, I got to be honest with you. Like, it was right there on the stage. You're No Zuko. Wow. And there was the other guy that was there, now that I'm remembering this, was a night DJ from Sunny 97 or whatever it was called back then.
He was doing overnights?
Yeah, he was a student too. No, he wasn't.
The evening guy.
He was the evening. Okay. He was the Shan man of whatever this was. And he was there. His name was Michael, if I remember right. I don't remember. He showed up to help the audition process. And he was a former student. And he was like, and we're supposed to hold him in high regard. And at the time I did. And then I got into radio and realized, wow, night radio guy. No offense, Brett, but wow, you've met most of the other guys.
Oh, man, that was overnights, for God's sakes. That's even worse.
This guy showed up without cocaine in his pocket. That was the only impressive thing looking back. But he agreed that I was No Zuko as men sat and nodded.
You're Did you at least get to be Kinnicky or something?
No, I couldn't be a T-Bird. I couldn't get a coat. I wasn't getting a leather coat. I was too little.
Screwed.
Well, I wasn't.
You could have been a dancer at one of the American Bandstand scene.
Right, and I didn't want any of those.
Yeah, you wanted a big part.
I could have had another role as a guy who dressed up and went.
What about Crater Face? You couldn't have been the badass from the other side?
I actually thought about that, but again, not badass enough to make people
think
that
one of his minions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm not badass enough to be Zuko, am I badass enough to be the guy who threatens Zuko's safety?
So you were a pink lady then?
I could have been a pink lady. Ugh. I could have been. And in 2024, I'd have been the guy with too much rouge on and the pink jacket. We got to cast a boy as one of the pink ladies. It's the new era.
You could have been a T-Bird.
Couldn't have been.
One of those T-Birds was, like, two of them were kind of wimpy.
Not strong enough to be a T-Bird, even with that.
Wow, that hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. I probably could have been, I don't know, I just wasn't. I had the body of 7-year-old and the head of an Easter Island monolith.
We found out your part is boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it was the lady who ran Rydell's announcement. Good morning, Rydell. Hi. But I tried out for Grease for like, it was like, I don't remember what I sang. I sang something stupid. You weren't allowed to sing a Grease song. You had to sing something else.
And I don't remember. Been this guy.
Faster Pussycat.
No, I couldn't. Brett, that's a handsome young man. That's Brett's pointing out one of the blonde.
That's a young James Hetfield.
That has, yeah, that guy is actually decent looking, and he's a normal looking T-Bird. And you would see this guy and think, he's a frat boy, and he'll do some ass kicking if the T-Birds are in a mix with Craterface and his crew. If I was in that, yeah, I just look like a watermelon on a toothpick. There's nothing about me that was, the coat would have looked funny. I would look like the little brother of a T-Bird that's wearing the jacket. And Mr. Olson wasn't wrong. It wasn't just me. It was me and my wife.
Stop laughing.
So, yeah, you're No Zuko.
I'm No Zuko. Look at that. And I could do the thing too. Oh, Sandy, if I just want to be part of all this. That's real impressive. Your voices are good. If this was on the radio, you'd be fantastic. My wife and I agree. What a... So he told me I'm No Zuko. And you're looking at John Travolta in the movie, and you're I'm No Zuko. I'm still No Zuko.
None of us are. No.
If we were casting Grease with the employees of this building, I would still not be Zuko unless you're going for the voice. And then you got to do a lot of I'm now Zuko. If we were to cast this, none of us are in the you might be a Brett's a T-Bird.
I'm No Zuko, though.
No, you're No Zuko. I don't know what.
I'd probably be like Joseph or something.
I'd get cast.
He's the guy right there. He's the Italian dude.
Oh, there's a couple roles for Brett. Yeah, Brett could get it. Brett could get into Grease. He looks like a hoodlum. Not me. And then the dancing would have thrown me off, too. I think Mr. Olsen was being extra kind because there was a lot of choreography. I don't know what I was getting into. But back to what this guy's saying. 95% of theater teachers probably diddle the kids or want to. I would never do such a thing. That would betray my wife of seven. Stop! the last 28 years. Yeah, Tony Roma's I See Mr. Olsen, and I got along with Mr. Olsen great. He was funny. He thought I was funny. He liked it. Like, he was very nurturing and kind and nice to me. Never once tried to touch me, but no one did. Girl, guy, adult, child, no one wanted to touch me in high school. It was a tough time. So he rolls in with his wife, and sure enough, walks by, and I'm like, Mr. Olsen. Ah, we're not in school. Call me Mel. Like, all right, Mel, it's good to see you, buddy. And he starts laughing. He goes, this is my wife. And I look over, and she's got, yeah, I looked, and I'm like, ah, you're real. Stop it. Stop that. And I look over, and she's got a St. Louis rib just drenched in barbecue sauce. And I mean loaded. Her face is covered in it, just the way Brady feeds. And she looks at me like I was going to reach into her den and steal one of her kids. Like, all right, it's eating. She's feeding. Just let her be until the plate's empty. Then come back and reintroduce yourself. She's not going to remember this. Could have been nice. Didn't say a word to me. She was getting a free meal. I'm not even sure she spoke the language. I think she was just a crazy person with a closeted homosexual. Oof, look at her eat. It's like a raccoon in the trash.
I thought you were going to see he was like Mr. Vargas in Fast Times, shows up with the hot chick at the dance and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
Nope, this was no beard. And then I started to believe he's actually straight. He loves her because there'd be no reason to go out in public with that. She was a crazy person. He was nuts, though. I loved him. But I'm no Zuko. Anyway, just a quick reminder as the news breaks all day long. If your kid's got a backpack full of, outfit changes on spring break and is going to school, something terrible's happening. And you need to go with. Father Dale used to have change of clothes. That's how my friend Mark caught him. Not my buddy Mark Stebbings. Another buddy named Mark was in the New Times article. Look it up. He realized right then and there the greatest phrase a self-aware kid could ever think. I'm 16 years old. I'm in the rectory with Father Dale, and he wants to get in the hot tub. And I told him, I don't have any clothes for that. And he goes, that's okay. I do. And he opened a drawer of multiple sized bathing suits for young people. And he said, why is a grown man equipped with children's pants? And then he said he just dropped trowel and got in there on his own, naked. And he's like, when he went into the other room to fire up the hot tub, my man Mark bailed out of there, ran for his life, went home, told his parents, they're like, that is a priest. You do not talk about them that way. And nobody would listen to him. He's like, why would this guy have a drawer full of little kids' pants for changing in a basement? All the red flags went up.
And he gave me an ID.
All of them. And then he just dropped trowel and showed his little priest pecker. And let's get in the water together. Priest pecker, great band name. Great. No, man, we're just rolling with them last year. We're just falling out of our mouths, priest peckers. Oh, wait a minute. That's not true. Yeah, before it fell out of his mouth, he bailed out and told on him. And it took years for anybody to believe it. But was it me? No. Father Dale never once tried to get me in this,
No Zuko.
Yeah, I'm no Zuko.
You used to go over there with
not seeing a priest pecker anytime.
I used to go over there like, I don't even need any of your pants. Let's see that priest pecker I've been hearing so much about. You should go. Why? Just get out of here. Where's your friend Mark? Oh, I'll go get him.
You'd roll over there in those OP corduroy short shorts.
Looking the part. Socks pulled up to my knees like a stripper. Hey, Father Dale, what's going on? Yeah, I'm hearing a lot about a hot tub. Yeah, well, it's shut down for reno. Huh? Where's your friend Mark?
God.
It's what it was. He was facilitating rape was the thing. And nobody says it that way because they're all like still worried about Jesus being mad. But Jesus' dude needed to go away. He's still around. Freaking pervert. Gross. But yeah, my friend, he was 100% right. If any adult tries to make your kid change clothes and he happens to have some kid's clothes for him to change into, this was all choreographed. That's called grooming. Keep your eyes on that. Priest, baseball coach, anybody who says, oh, don't worry about it. I have a change of clothes for you. They were planning on your kid coming over and taking his clothes off, trying to make him feel safe by saying, I have extra clothes just your size. And when he opened the drawer and Mark looked in and saw that there were multiple sizes. He realized, oh, this dude does this with a lot of kids.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
Creep.
Yeah, but pun intended, that dude walked on water around that area then.
Yeah. Well, nobody believed. For years, no one believed. I would say it all the time. Like, that dude's creepy. How dare you? I'm like, really? The man in the dress wandering around the high school surprises you that he's got some sort of thing? Anyway, beware of anybody who wants to spend too much time with their kids for low pay. Period. That's it. Just saying. Well, public service. And also, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, the Utah Utes girls basketball team, have you seen their plight? They were in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is evidently one of the most beautiful places in all of America. But Idaho has a reputation of kind of being whites only. Coeur d'Alene was the place that was very whites only.
Silver Lake.
Based. There's a few. Yeah. Coeur d'Alene had their reputation there for a while. But that's where, you know, Bruce Willis and he kind of made it famous because he moved up there and got that big ranch and really, what's Coeur d'Alene? And then they showed pictures of it.
He next was thing up you know, closer to Sun Valley.
But it's a hot spot of whites. It's a hot spot of whites vacationing in the summer. My friends go up there all the time.
That golf course is amazing.
And evidently it's nearby some school, like, you know, I don't even know what Gonzaga, I think, is not too far off from there. I don't know where it is, but it's like up, it's near Washington and all that. So Coeur d'Alene was there, and the Utah Utes were playing a game, and they're claiming that it was impossible for them to play. They had to switch hotels because someone, when the team got off the bus or whatever, went into the hotel, they said, oh, it was just the racial hate crimes that occurred. And when I hear that, I think there are physical altercations, attacks, all sorts of stuff. Somebody screamed out the N-word at them, and they switched hotels. Which makes me think back to the people who actually had to fight for civil rights and what they tolerated versus what's considered a hate crime today. It might have been some drunk. It might have been a teenage Brett Vesley. It might have been some, you know, some guy going, I dare you to do this. And the guy screams like, you just called all those broads from Utah the horrible. And they drive away. And it's just a drive-by jackass. But now they had to hide. They had to switch rooms. It was a race war. I don't think that many, but first off, there aren't many college basketball fans out there, girls college basketball fans, that are going to recognize the Utah Utes out of uniform hopping into the hotel. Second, Utah's not the one I'm going after for racism. If Utah's not the school I pick on to go, there they are. Those are the Utah Utes, notoriously urban Utah Utes. They might have a couple of black players. Most of them are probably Hawaiian, because that's what Utah does. And then
they get the Pacific Islanders.
Third, don't tolerate it, but buck up. Is a word screamed at you enough for you to, we got to pack up and go hide in another hotel, and then tell the media after we leave how horrible it was here? Now, if it was a group of people standing out the hotel with fire hoses, torches, pitchforks, and
rocking,
signs that said
throwing rocks at the bus,
N-word, and like, we're going to get you, then now you got something. But somebody just shouting out the N-bomb could have been Morgan Wallen, that country star that does that every once in a while. He just fires off one from his porch when he's drunk. Sometimes, maybe it was just a guy rapping a song really loud. That word's in there, too. But this word can't, we've given this word too much power and created too much fear. The guy screaming it won. The guy screaming it was the winner of this altercation, if you ask me, because nobody stood up to him. Everybody cowered and ran away. We have to be stronger. Think of, like, Chris Rock said that a long time ago. You don't know what racism is. Our grandparents, you know, a white guy would just hop on your back and say, walk me over here. It's just like, he'd have to do it or he'd get beaten up. Real racism is not some jackass screaming the words. Just shake your head and just go, unbelievable, it's still out there. Because you know it is.
You weren't even allowed on the same side of the sidewalk.
Right.
Or the street. Or.
But they're like, you know, in our world, athletics, university, it's shocking. There's so much diversity on a college campus, so you're not exposed to this very often. We were all in shock. We looked at each other like, did we just hear that word? Everyone was in shock. Our cheerleaders, our students. We were in that area and heard it clearly, and we just froze. We kept walking. We shook our heads. We couldn't believe it happened. They moved the team to a hotel that was safer in Spokane. If Coeur d'Alene is too dangerous for you, you need to just bubble wrap yourself. That is one of the most beautiful places ever. And yes, racists exist in every town. But stand up to it and act like it doesn't bother you anymore, because it just creates power to racists to go, wow, I moved an entire university's operation to another city with one word. Guess what he was probably screaming? Get out of here! And they did. That's not how you fight that.
The one thing I'll add to this is the history of Northern Idaho and Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, it's not good.
I grew up and my aunt had a house on Hayden Lake. You know what Hayden Lake was the home of?
The Klan?
The Klan.
Yeah. Oh, it's up there.
Not Silver Lake. It was Hayden Lake.
It was Hayden Lake.
But people know.
Hayden Lake is right there.
Idaho has the reputation of like a whites-only state.
You're completely right in everything you say, because it's a different time there. But when I was in the 70s, when I go visit my aunt, there were places you were not supposed to go. And that was me as a young white kid. Hey, just stay away from there.
Really?
I think she was afraid I'd get recruited.
Mormonism?
No.
Or blacks?
No,
blacks
don't
recruit you.
No, the Aryans. White, the Aryans.
Oh, those.
The Sheets. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were already in that.
No.
I see. Yeah, because when I grew up in Crown Point, Indiana, was the home of the Klan in that area. And at nighttime, they just wander around.
Yep.
Anybody out there?
On the right is the current university team. You've got three women of color and possibly two other, like we said, Samoans.
You got two Hawaiians, a ton of Mormon whites, and two actually really good basketball players. And by that, I mean the African-American girls.
Batman wants to know, are you sure the Colorado mascot wasn't in town?
Oh, that's true.
You know,
maybe it was Dinger.
Yeah.
Maybe Dinger was nearby. Guy drives back and goes, Dinger! And Utah moved. I just don't think that's a strong position to take and then go on the news and go, we were so scared. It was horrifying. And that empowers the racist. And everybody's like, yeah. And we were in shock. We heard a word and we froze. And we were so scared of it. And we didn't know what was next. Nothing happened. As far as this story, maybe there was more to it. But what I read was like they got yelled at and they moved to Spokane. And that's exactly what a racist would want you to do. They yell at you once and you run the whole operation out of town. That's power. That just makes
How'd
them stronger.
How'd you feel if you were that hotel?
We're moving. Somebody just said the N-word outside.
Income
and we
dipping.
Well, sure. Yeah, they
lost all those rooms because of...
Yeah, it's a strange... I don't know. It's a strange thing to me that we're supposed to coddle that instead of saying, hey, that sucks. Think of Jackie Robb. Go watch the movie 42. It's not very good. But some of that stuff was taken verbatim as to what happened to Jackie Robinson when he just stood on the on-deck circle. And his boss, Branch Rickey, said, you give them credibility when you fight back loud. Act like it doesn't matter and it goes away. And it did.
Dexter says, John, are you sure that it wasn't the search party from the California-Arizona border looking for Amanda?
No, it wasn't.
I would have reported on that.
They're not. If they're looking for an Idaho, they're just goofing around.
Hey, you look like.
And second, you would scream Amanda out the window. She's not answering to the last name. Some other people might. But yeah, it just seems like it's such a weak position to have taken. Up for debate. I can be considered crazy, I can be considered wrong, but when I see real racism versus this, it's like when people say sexual assault is when someone touches you on the shoulder at work. And like, no, that takes away from the credibility of what real sexual assault is. Now everything's on the table, so there are varying degrees of murder. There's varying degrees of every other kind of infraction in life, and this one is one of the lower ones. If somebody drove by and screamed out the N-word, at a group of people. Yeah, that's terrible. But it's in the air. It vibrates the air. It makes sound, sonic waves, and then it goes away. And that person is not going to change. That person is not going to be moved. The city is, it's not to blame everybody. It's maybe even a few people. But you're in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You're in Idaho. I don't go to Idaho. And I already know. It's like, oh, I hear Idaho has a reputation of a lot of that going on. Okay. The Utah Utes are, it's the Jesse Smollett thing.
Yeah.
Two dudes in a 23 below zero night in a cab aren't going to recognize you as the guy from Empire when you walk into Subway. Same as people aren't waiting for the Utah Utes to make their racist hay. That's not the team you pick. You find the ones from, you know, in Harlem or like a, like New York or something, like the real, like the ones you hate the most. Like Utah, that's, they're on your side.
Well, and especially because southern Idaho is basically Utah North.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Andre, one of our black listeners, said maybe they were just real excited about a Winnie the Pooh thing they were seeing and they thought they saw a Tigger.
Yeah.
Andre, I don't think anybody would scream that either, but I appreciate it.
Isn't it's just, the girl from Price is Right?
It's, yeah. I won't even say her name. And it's there's a CK in it. It just sounds terrible. Yeah, I just think real racism gets put to the back burner when we all want to be victims of it. For like somebody screams something I didn't like. Well, sticks and stones. That's, it's terrible. You're right. But it's over, and I think we're going to be all right. Now go play Gonzaga, and I think you're going to be all right. They switched hotels. Oh, we didn't know what to expect next. The hotel was fine.
So, John, was Brady their advisor? Go north, young ladies.
Always head north. Go north to Montana.
Right. Or Spokane's north-ish.
North. Well, there's always north. I'm going to tell you that. No matter where you are,
it is always
there's
north.
Always north.
It's always safe. It's always a safe direction.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? Tell that to the South Koreans.
Yeah.
Don't really think that that's a safe direction. Just head north, South Korea. Anyway.
No, he was going biblical. The North Star.
Oh, well, that's true. But it can walk you right into an ocean. Don't follow the star. You're not Magellan. Let's just leave it there. Either way, I just kind of looked at that and I was like, well, this isn't something we should applaud. This is kind of caving. And that just, to me, that empowers
it's
a
caving
guy.
Caving and then it's grandstanding on your caving.
Grandstanding on the victimhood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was such a horrible event. How can we play a girls' basketball game? And look, if it gets a girls' basketball game canceled, I'm all for it. I might even start screaming in a hood to make that go away.
Way to show your lack of color.
You, me?
Whoa, yeah. Is that, what's that mean?
I don't know. Look,
white?
I don't have a color. He's right. I'm pasty. It's not good. But I'm
not
just
sure
saying.
If he's angry or if he's with us.
Yeah, David Duke, what are you doing?
Yeah, which side are you on? I could go either way. Way to show your lack of color. My colors don't run, huh?
Across the border.
What are you talking about? Yeah. And again, like I said, it's up for debate. You can sit back and go, no, anytime you hear that word, you got to pack up and move. Every time you hear that word, you got to move away. I just don't see that as powerful. I don't think that is fighting. I see that as running.
I agree, because it leaves the people that apparently did this to just go on and do whatever they want. Well, call them out.
Look, it just gave them the juice to go, hey, did you see what happened? We screamed that at the Utah team, and they left. And maybe if we scream it at those new neighbors, they'll leave too.
You said neighbors, right?
Neighbors, right. That's true. Yeah, they struggle with that part of the dictionary. I don't know. I just think a better way to fight back, maybe even get their plates and go to their house and start screaming at them. But there is some power to the idea of just shaking your head and going, that's it. But to say it froze them. Oh, it froze us. We were helpless. We were helpless. We didn't know what to do. You know who loves that? The dude who screamed it. It loved it. I had you running scared. Instead of standing up. All those videos I watched in high school of those kids that were standing there. Jerry Jones was outside that school when those black kids tried to go in and they were just screaming horrible stuff at him. Of course, Jerry Jones never said anything. He was just there out of curiosity.
You know, right.
Arkansas right. Boy in the 1950s watching black kids go to a school that's never had a black kid in it. And Jerry just wanted to see what was going on.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
He ordered some pizzas.
I absolutely just didn't understand what was happening. So I just wanted to see what all the hubbub was about.
Mm-hmm. You were cheering him on, I'm sure of it.
Was it a good day?
It was a dark day.
Hey.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe that Jerry Jones wasn't racist when he stood outside that school and watched the black kids go in while other kids were shouting horrible stuff. But think of what those black kids were dealing with. They walked into the doors, despite all the yelling, and said, I'm still going. And it just it neutered the bad guy. They were scared to death, I'm sure of it. Scared to death, because these rednecks had proven that they weren't just about words. I don't know. And besides, again, I'm pretty much all for scaring girls' basketball games into cancellation, whatever it takes. To pull the great X, by any means necessary, to get those games canceled, because they're mucking up my four box on my my weekends. I had
that's a surprise.
What I thought I went to click on sports. What I thought was four good NCAA tournament games, and two of them were girls basketball.
Not the quad box you were looking for.
No, I had a two. I had a twofer, and then the bottom two were like no.
So sly.
I knew that was going.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Jesus,
not really sly. It was pretty blatant. By the way. It was like when you'd go to Blockbuster and you're like, you can buy these four movies for $9. And one of them was Braveheart. And then one was Weekend at Bernie's 3.
Yeah.
Basic Instinct 9. You didn't even know they made 8 of them.
Halloween 17.
Right. You know? Like, wait a second. These other three movies suck. Something with Pauly Shore in it. It's the same thing. You give me the two. Oh, I don't have a girls bracket. I don't care about that. Nobody does. Give me the. And there were four games. Kansas was playing. That wasn't in my four box. You're going to give me this new technology where I can watch. I got a 90-inch television screen. That's four TVs bigger than TV I used to watch by themselves on my wall. Frank Caliendo has nine 70-inch televisions set up like the Brady Bunch intro. He can make one big TV. He's like a sports bar. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. You think if he got duped into thinking four or five of the games on his TV were girls bracket games? Forget it. I'm screaming stuff at the TV, too. Terrible words. And maybe if I can scream it loud enough, they'll hear me and switch channels. Yeah, it has to be more than NCAAW. They have to have, it's got to be written in pink. That's the rule. So if I'm going through the guide and I'm like, oh, there's another game on, and it says NCAA, and then it cuts off because I didn't see the W. It has to be written in great big, you know, fluorescent pink letters to let me know not to click on it. Now I know ESPN and ABC are the home of girls basketball, so I avoid those on the weekends because I can get trapped into one of those terrible games. I don't have a bracket. Who, raise your hand if you got a girls bracket. They have them. Does any office do that? Let's do the girls bracket. Why? That means I got to start paying attention to that, and that is awful.
We'll ask Mo on Friday if she does.
Yeah, see if Katie KB's got girls' NCAA bracket. I don't think Doug Hopkins hounded me day in and day out. Fill out your goddamn bracket. He meant for the girls' side. Nobody's doing that.
John, don't snicker, but I did a women's bracket just as a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I'm in the top 1,000 in the United
right.
States.
Because there's
I've
only 1,000 people playing.
How about this? I've never been more ashamed as a sports fan and a man.
That's funny. Now, this person said, those Pacific Islander Mormons should have started doing a haka dance and yelled out, come get some poi poi. I don't know what that means, but that would have been a stronger response than let's just check out and go somewhere else. That's ridiculous. Anyway, the world comes to an end because we're all victims. There's got a. You scream a bad word at me. I'm like, yeah, you're probably some. All right. That wasn't any fun. I've had people do that. There was a dude, Amy and I were coming back from Lost Our Home Pet Rescue, and we were at a stoplight, and this Draymond Green dude standing on the side, big dude, standing, looked ripped, but he was clear, like you saw his eyes, and he looked angry immediately, and then you looked, and you're like, oh, he sees stuff we don't see. Like, he's in a different universe right now. And I kind of lean forward like, what's he doing? We're at the stoplight at Hardy, and I think it's University. I don't know which one. And I'm like, whoa. And I just hear, yeah, you. And I'm like, oh, green, 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 green. And I just took off waiting. But Amy's like, that escalated quick. I'm like, that dude was going to kill us. Did I put a for sale sign in front of my house? I can't live in a city like this. I just recognized one nutbag entered my consciousness for a little while, and I had to drive away. Ignore him, ignore it, roll him up. And I did go home and have honky lips painted on the side of my car. He was very fast. I'm just saying.
Excuse me, Holmes?
Yeah. That dude was and angry for no reason. We just stopped at a red light. And then he was walking, and he's staring at the car. And Amy just goes, whoa. I'm like, yeah. And then when I leaned forward and made eye contact with him, he brought a loogie. He didn't hit the car. It wasn't a good spit. I think he got most of it on him. But then his eyes got real fiery, like the next move. Like when a bull's about to charge, you just knew you were in trouble. Thank God that light
good
turned
you didn't
green.
Laugh.
Well, I wasn't laughing. I was scared to death of him. He looked horrified. Oh, because it was kind of unexpected. Now, Amy and I both looked at each other like, what the hell did we do? To-? And you just go back and say, did we honk? Was there, has someone put a sign on the side of our car that makes like disparaging remarks towards people walking down the road? I don't know. He wasn't happy with me, but I didn't move. I just waited for the light to turn green and ignored him. I hoped he went away. Maybe we could be friends. It's 7:22. Sure. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there,
Bill? All right, wake up song brought to you by Action Ride Shop, our buddies that are throwing in $5,000 for those kegs. $500 kegs are going out there. All right?
Yes.
Here's the deal. Right now, all Action branded outerwear is buy one, get one free. All winter goods, 20% off. And if you're going up north, get those snow goggles, 25% off. Those are going on right now. ActionRideShop.com is where you're going to go, or just go visit the boys over there at Gilbert Road and Southern. And here's the list. Lots of stuff. Disturbed on the list, Faith No More, that one we were playing yesterday from Body Snatcher and Josta. Of Mice and Men, Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills for P. Diddy.
Oh, man.
Motionless in White, Mudvayne, Rammstein, Parkway Drive, Static X, and Van Halen in there.
By the way, P. Diddy did it.
Oh, yeah.
They had 100%. Navy. They had air and support.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is well, now
he's,
thrown in the mix.
Well, he's the rumors of, you know, he was evidently.
I got to get out of L.A.
Yeah. I got to get the out of P. Diddy's house. Yeah, he's played O.J. and now someone worse than O.J. in real life, Cuba Gooding Jr. But they had helicopter air support, naval, in Miami, they had boats, like sea attack.
How does
of Homeland
Jet
Security
get to Antigua then? Because he left after.
I think he kind of got word it was the, before. They got him in Miami.
The one dude that is supposed to be his
drug guy. He's 25. He used to play basketball at Syracuse. And he looks like just, you know, Opie Cunningham.
He does.
And he's, this dude is like, gone and he's muling and Diddy did it. There's no way Homeland Security's raiding on an accusation with the way they did when they showed LA.
His legal team is firing off, you know, boy, if they don't have something on them,
they better find something.
Yeah,
because helicopters. Well,
yeah. Because he was saying it's
well,
excessive.
His legal team is paid.
Oh, they'll find something guaranteed. Regardless,
they already have it. Yeah. They're just getting confirmation double off of P. Diddy stuff. Someone sent me the Get Him to the Greek clip of P. Diddy losing his mind at that party, and I totally forgot about that.
Wow.
And he starts chasing Jonah Hill around because he's going to, and he says, like, he's going to bang him and stuff. And you're like, oh, my God, this is taken
art
from real life.
Wow.
If you watch that scene from Get Him to the Greek knowing now what you know. But there's no way Homeland Security breaks out helicopters, boats in Miami to make sure it doesn't go out a C-word. Not that word.
I was going to say, S-E-A, wow, all
C-word,
right.
C-word that way. He makes a C-word escape.
Sounds like he already escaped.
Yeah, otherwise known as a escape. But, yeah, and they know, and he know they know everything they need to know. P. Diddy did it. This dude's guilty of some of it, at least. Not maybe not everything, but some of it. And I read, my friend Reggie sent me the deposition of the dude making the accusations. It's a long read. And he's got pictures and videos, and there's a lot in there that, like...
I heard that last night, like, his compound in Miami is lit up with video cameras.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, not that. This dude that made the accusations was asked by P. Diddy, film and record everything I do when you're with me. Wow. And he did. And he's like, all right. And he said, I'm watching him do drugs off teenagers. I've got video of this. I got that. And it's all in there. It's like, you know, teenage girls would show up at the house. He's snorting coke off of them. He's trading them off for people. He's got me in a room with somebody. I wake up in a place I didn't start the night in. I look over. There's prostitutes in the room. One's in bed with me. I feel funny. I feel like I got raped. And he's like, this is all. I got documents. I got texts. I got videos. I got pictures. And they're in there. And a lot of them are blurred out, keeping people's names in and out. He did something terrible. I don't know what he's guilty of, but he's guilty of something. Nobody goes through this kind of painstaking effort to raid his houses with just like, we think we might have a little something. You're going to get sued
Let's do it.
You're getting sued for billions of dollars If you
you get to the federal level and you're pretty cooked.
You did it.
Is he going to be the Wikipedia, WikiLeaks guy, just kind of just going around the world and won't come back?
P. Diddy goes Snowden on him?
Yeah.
Well, TMZ apparently had him in, like we said, he was in Antigua. Jet was in Antigua because TMZ got him.
Miami.
In Miami as the jet was in Antigua.
They had and you know what's crazy? In this, I got an email last night from somebody that said, I was reading it this morning, that said, you know who's going to, it's the Jose Canseco thing. Remember when he came out and everybody's like, oh, you're crazy.
Yeah.
It turned out he was right about almost all of it. Cat Williams went on Club Shay Shay and just blasted everybody. This is going on. P. Diddy's gay.
Mm-hmm.
He did the thing about gays and just everybody knows it. And, you know, Shannon Sharp's laughing. He spilled the tea a while ago and everybody's like, oh, Cat Williams has lost his mind. Dave Chappelle did this 20 years ago when he's like, there's a Jim Brewer.
Yeah. Oh,
there's a lot going on in this thing that you don't want to know. I'm not talking about it because I feel like I'll get killed for knowing. And he went on and said this whole industry of you know, underage sex and drugs and muling and human trafficking. You're like, Brewer's lost it. Brewer's gone crazy. Chappelle went nuts. Martin Lawrence went crazy for a little while. And Chappelle always points that out. He's one of the most stable, funny, nice people I've ever known. And dude started to talk about something. And the next thing you know, he's on a L.A. freeway in his underwear with a gun. And they say it was from dehydration. He goes, man, there's so much you just don't know. It's scary. And they made Chappelle a nutbag 20 years ago for saying. Watch his interview on Inside the Actor's Studio when James Lipton asked him, like, what was that about? And he goes, and you can see he doesn't want to say exactly what. And he goes, you know what it's about. We all know how this business works. And then he starts going on and on about, like, the creepy nature and the crazy nature of all of it. And do I want to be part of this? Brewer's probably the first one that came out and said, I can't.
Well, he said that here. He goes, I don't want to talk about it. But now he's really talking about it.
Well, he's not naming names, but he's basically saying it's, you know, you can't be a family man and a decent human being and be part of this and know what you know and walk around and act like it's okay. So the Diddy thing is going to be bad. Because, yeah, you get Homeland Security at your house just asking a couple questions. You're involved in something terrible. Because they don't show their faces until they know for sure. This is, and again, me being kind of like so removed from it, I just have my popcorn out. I just kind of want to know how it ends. It's not like they're going after Mike Tomlin, something I care about. P. Diddy goes down. I'm kind of like, well, I had no ties. That doesn't affect me at all. But we'll see. You know, when they raided Jared's house from Subway, the way they did it, you knew it was, they had him. It's just a matter of like, we're gonna take all your stuff without you. Before you can erase it all, we're going to get you on all of it. You're done. That's the last step, raiding your house. All the other stuff is it's set in stone at this point. So does P. Diddy. So we finally find out that he had something to do with killing Tupac. Got to be out. There's a murder, by the way. And the guy's like, I stood outside a bathroom where Diddy and his son went into the bathroom. There were gunshots. And he came out and he goes, anyone asked, that guy got shot out here. And I wasn't anywhere near it. And he leaves. And the guy went in. And he goes, somebody's got to help this dude. There was a dude slumped over with blood pouring out of his stomach and leg. And he's like, I was just like, this is ridiculous. And like, everybody's on P. Diddy's side here. This guy's just going to bleed to death. So we went and he tried to get him. It was in a bathroom. So he tried to get him to sit up on the toilet. And he goes, and I just realized he was pouring blood out of parts of him. And he's got pictures of the bathroom. He took pictures of the whole scene. And he's like, and Diddy was the one telling everybody. This dude came in here shot. Nobody knows a thing, and nobody said a word. We'll find out, but it's not good. So long, Diddy. Run to the Hills is right. Let's do a little Iron Maiden for P. Diddy. What a world. How do you get mixed up in that?
I think...
just drugs.
We've kind of mentioned, well, I don't know if it's drugs. I think it's just you get that much money and you can do whatever you want. So you get escorts to come. The girls want to be there. And then it turns into something more along the lines of you paying them to
someone
go places.
Someone takes care of it for you.
Then you get like a teenage girl that rolls in. And
right.
How do you find
you
people?
You pay to send her to New York or something like that. And then it's become, and that's where it becomes trafficking.
This guy makes a good point because I've heard this too. He says P. Diddy's former girlfriend sued him for rape and sex trafficking allegations in November of 23 and took him to court. They settled out of court, which is probably what actually started this whole S storm of.
Could be.
And three more allegations came out. That's a separate.
Yeah, it's all dominoes. Once someone steps up, usually there's more. Anyway, it's going to be an interesting spring for Diddy. Might want to change your name again.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.